Asian Pop Radio Australia. Young one and gone, 절대 없어. 결국엔 넌 Dancing Pop, 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 Pop.
더워지 누가 보조주 I'm girl strong, number one, baby, baby. I'm girl strong. Asian Pop Radio Australia. Asian Pop Radio Australia.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Oh yes, hello and welcome to another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia. I am your host, Jay John, and with me in the studio this week is...
Woo! It's Kai! How are you, Jay John?
I'm good. You still take me by surprise when you squeal like that.
That's not squealing. That's like a yelling excitement. It's very exciting. It's Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah, it's
Every
exciting.
Every time I listen to the intro, I get really pumped, you know?
Yeah,
this is really, really...
Yeah, well, you made it.
Very happening.
It helps.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. Now it makes it sound like I'm...
The secret's out. Don't plug yourself. Look, it is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and it's just the two of us this week. It's...
What do you mean, just the two of us? That's enough.
I'm sorry, it's just us. Aww. No. We're going to have fun, Kai. We're going to rule the school.
Have fun.
We're
going to
rule the school.
About?
Music-wise, our music director, Jedi Scuff, has worked very, very hard this week to come up with a great selection.
I'm a big fan of Travis.
Yeah.
I think he makes really good selections of music for us. I think it's very, what's that word?
Inspiring.
That's right.
Yeah.
Inspiring.
It's something to inspire us. Yeah.
Diverse is the word as well.
Look, we've got some Indonesian music coming up for you later. A hit from Taiwan, one of our favourites, Mayday. A song by Ming Bridges, there's a reason for that.
Ming Bridges is fantastic.
Yeah.
She's very happening at the moment. She's very happening at the
this
moment.
This is your catchphrase, very happening
That's
at
not
the
a
moment.
Catchphrase. I just say,
it's your catchphrase. Right. Yeah, it'll be on a t-shirt.
Stop analysing what I say.
Kiss and Cry from Korea. We've got 365 coming up with their new song, Nightmare. Yeah, cool. All right, good. We're on track. Awkward. Why are we having Ming Bridges and 365 on the playlist this week?
Well, exciting news for Asian Pop Radio Australia, because we've got interviews coming up with them. So Jay John here has actually interviewed Ming Bridges recently and 365 as well.
Hurrah!
They're both very happening at the moment.
Yeah, they're very
they're both
happening.
Extremely happening at the moment.
They are extremely
it's
happening.
Huge. I mean, Ming Bridges' new album just came out recently.
Yeah, and another
what's
one coming out
again?
Soon.
What's it called again?
Morphosis.
Morphosis,
yeah.
Wow.
Not Morphosis, like I said in the interview.
But we'll hear some of that later on. Yeah, okay.
All right, let's get into it, Kai. Gary Pomu Pomu and her song, Fashion Monster. Here it is. Fashion Monster.
Each week, we work really hard to bring you the best pop music from Asia. We're also working really hard to beat our top score on Candy Crush, but that's another story.
And that was Kiara Pamyu Pamyu with Fashion Monster, a very happening track in Japan.
It's very happening.
Is that right?
Yes, it's happening.
And just stay tuned to Asian Pop Radio Australia because we have May Day coming up very soon for you guys. But right now, we've got...
This.
Across the community radio network, this is...
Thanks to Tima Bakassi, this is what's making news on Asian Pop Radio. Hit Thai television singing competition The Star kicks off its 10th season this weekend. The show, which has been running since 2003 and has produced 9 stars in the past 9 years, will go on their journey to find the 10th Thai singing sensation. JYP's new hit boy group, GOT7, have wowed fans all across the globe after uploading their title song Girls, Girls, Girls music video onto YouTube on January 15. The song garnered up to 1 million views within just 2 days of its release. The video has also earned over 1.3 million views on a Chinese music video site, ranking number 1 on the chart for Korea. Universal Music Japan is set to hold another U Express concert this year. The concert, which saw up to 15,000 fans gather last year, will be held over 2 days in Saitama, Japan, with Girls' Generation alongside Katy Perry as this year's headliners. Filipino actor Pong Navarro has found himself in hot water this week after alleged victim Denise Cornejo filed a rape case on Wednesday. CCTV footage that was presented as evidence in the case is said to be only half the story and that eyewitnesses hold the truth of the full story. Navarro, however, has denied the allegations, claiming he was forced into admitting into the rape in a video taken by Cedric Lee the same evening. And again, K-pop sensation EXO have taken home the top prize, this time at the 2014 Seoul Music Awards. Label mates SHINee missed out on the top prize, but did, however, take home 3 different awards for their booming popularity. That's what's making news this week. Keep an eye on our Facebook page week-long for more news from our Asian Pop team members, Courtney, Paul, Aboki, Jenstar, Henry, and more.
Hey, this is Johnny.
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, this is Ryan.
This is Teddy.
We are AO Crew. You are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Here's another Indonesian track for you now on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Setiap kali aku melihatmu,
floor is yours, Kai.
Oh, that was... I mean, you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia, I was going to say before. That was Chris Dayanti with Pelila Aku.
There you go. Nice work.
Tell us something about this Indonesian pop star.
Well, she was born in March 1975. Been around for a little while. She's a younger sister of Yuni Shara, another Indonesian singer. And by what I can see, she's released something like, or at least been featured in about 25 different albums. So
that is crazy.
Born in Batu, East Java.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
She must be very famous.
Yeah, she's been very happening for a very long time.
Happening.
Yeah. Right. Hey, we've got our interview with Ming Bridges and also 365, the leader of 365, Isaac, coming up very, very soon. For now, it's time to hear from Shaz.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review.
Welcome to another Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review. Studio Ghibli has become a worldwide name both within Japan and outside Japan. Princess Mononoke, directed by and written by Hayao Miyazaki, is known for its strong use of colours, like all his other films, as well as for the strong themes and events. Interesting note about this film is that Mononoke is not a name, but it is a Japanese term that describes a spirit or monster. It was also released in 1997, making it one of the older films, and was the film that set Studio Ghibli apart and made the name become famous, making it an important time in history. Also note that this movie uses amazing animation, and as such, the first time I watched it, thought it was made circa 2010. Centered around a boy that becomes cursed after killing a demon god, the story shows of the struggle between new technology and nature, making the movie set during the Muromachi period, which was from 1337 to 1573. This film involves many characters whom each play a unique role in the story. Your hearts and minds will be moved just like the streams filled with water and the leaves rustling in the wind. With internal conflict about whether to help the side trying to remove forests for technology and factories, or to take sides with the forest and go with his nature instincts, our main hero, Ashitaka, is forced to take sides between good and bad. But in this case, who is bad? Is it bad to want to help human development, but to remove everything else? Or is it bad to not to allow for humans to progress and live inefficiently? This movie is on the longer side. It is 134 minutes, but every minute of it is thrilling and exciting and nerve-wracking to the point of you will lose track of time and you will want to continue watching it to find out what happens next. With all the mystical powers and unique to Hayao Miyazaki, his supernatural themes and bright colors, it is surely going to keep your mind stimulated. If I haven't already sold you enough, the English dub version features major Hollywood stars such as Gillian Anderson, Minnie Driver, and Bill Bob Thornton. The Japanese version has voice actors Yoji Matsuda, Yoriko Ishida, Yuko Tanaka, Kaoru Kobayashi, and many others. Thank you for listening to another review. Remember to subscribe to Asian Pop Radio Australia if you haven't already done so. Also, don't forget to check out manman.com.au to purchase the movie and many more.
What's up, guys? We're Justice Crew.
And you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah. 经常在你的身边，逼着我和我的诺言，一起计划的路线，对照孤单的旅店，一生问只有繁星泪线，时代广场的跨年，一个滑稽的蓝天，数着流亡在彼之间，但是有多少心愿，就有多少的残缺，如果后悔不能后退，是不是就只能往前，在失去你的风景里面，你却占据了每一条街，一步步曾经，一步步想念，在脚下蔓延，在充满你的
Thanks for following Asian Pop Radio Australia, but can you do us a favour and stop going through our garbage? It's really weird.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia, and from Australia right now, going all the way over to Singapore, we have Ming Bridges on the line. How are you going?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm doing good, thanks.
Oh, we're just rapt to have you on our show. Thank you very much. You're an Aussie-born singer-songwriter who has grown up in Singapore. I believe your parents took you there when you were around 6 months old, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about growing up as a kid in Singapore.
Growing up in Singapore was really cool. We were, at the time, what was called the culture kids who basically grown up away from their parents' culture, because my dad is from England and Australia and my mom was Chinese. Yeah, it was really an international port, and it was so amazing because even though people always came and went, definitely met so many different people from different backgrounds, different cultures. I had a really diverse, culture-filled childhood, and I didn't think I would have got that being anywhere else. And Singapore's also really safe as well.
Ming, so you can tell us where your passion for music came from, and was there any family influence?
Yeah, absolutely. There was so much family influence. I mean, I've always loved to sing since I was a little girl, as cheesy as it is to say. My mum loved music, and she'd always be playing it in the house, in the car. We'd always be jamming along together. It's like The Carpenters, Shania Twain, ABBA.
Nice.
I never really thought of myself as a good singer. I was probably one of those girls who like never got the solos in choir because my voice was a lot lower and pretty different to all the girls who had the really pretty high-pitched voices. I always admired them. I remember them all singing these Disney songs and me never being able to reach notes. But my passion really came from being exposed to my mum's side of my family, who just loved to sing because it made them feel so happy.
Ming, we hear that you won a local singing competition when you were around 13 years old. Is that where it sort of you started to think seriously about becoming an artist?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, singing for me was always a far-off childhood fantasy dream, and winning this singing competition is really what made it all come to life. It was called Teenage Icon. At the time, I was, I think, the youngest or one of the youngest contestants, there, and it was just crazy. I was so over the moon. moon when I even found out I made it past the auditions. I still remember screaming and jumping up and down with my mum, let alone actually winning the whole thing. It was just such a great opportunity. I got signed onto a management company. Like you said, the biggest prize I got out of it was the confidence in myself that perhaps I really did have a chance of turning this lifelong passion of mine into a career.
You went to business school, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I did. I went for 2 months and then I got asked to go to Taiwan to make an album.
Oh, great.
And at that time, I was just like, this is the most amazing experience. Like, I can't miss out on that. So,
yeah, it would have been a bad business decision not to go to Taiwan.
Exactly.
And if anything taught you, if you learned anything in those first 2 months.
Exactly. That's what I like to think. But I had the amazing opportunity, so I jumped on that. And I do love studying. I think studying is very important. So I did defer my entry to actually this September, just in case I ever changed my mind. But I love singing. I love what I'm doing at the moment.
Sure. You released your first two albums in 2012. Who knows? Mostly English albums. So I think you had 9 English songs and then 3 Mandarin songs.
Right. Yep.
And Ming Day, an all Mandarin album. How were you able to promote the two albums in 1 year? It must have been quite draining, right?
Oh, I have to tell you, it really, really wasn't on the agenda. I mean, after high school, I thought, okay, I'm going to take a gap year. I'm going to release an English album, which is my dream, with songs I'd written. And then I was going to travel around the world and go to university. But the one album into a full-blown promotional schedule, and I'm a bit of a workaholic, so...
So what are the main differences, in your opinion, in producing an album in English and one for the Chinese market?
When I first started, I thought they'd be very, very similar. I was like, oh, this is going to be fine. I've got this all covered. But there are actually so, so many differences. I find, well, first off, just music-wise, I find Mandarin songs to be more ballady, and the lyrics are so magical. I mean, in Chinese, there's just so many ways of saying different things that are so meaningful. I mean, in English, you can say, I love you, but in Chinese, there are all these different four-word phrases that are just so, so beautiful. But promoting-wise is also very, very different. It took me a lot of time to get accustomed to what was acceptable and what wasn't. For example, in promoting Mandarin music, it's so much more normal for them to indulge into your personal life.
Ah.
And also, they have a lot of these game shows.
Yes.
I found them very, very funny because basically, I get on this show, and this was the main way for you to promote yourself, and they'd be like, okay, you just need to talk as much as you can so that you get more airtime. And I'd be like struggling with my Chinese, and like as soon as I'd figure out what to say, they already move on to another topic. And then they'd be like, okay, now it's time for you to jump through 3 hoops onto a mattress. I'm like, what are we doing?
This wasn't in the contract.
Yeah, I mean it was very fun though. I think they have a lot of fun with their promotion. I mean, every show in Taiwan is like another game channel, another like fun thing. I mean, even in Korea they have like The Running Man and all these really crazy shows.
All right, let's talk about Summertime Love. So your single that you released late last year, it is likely to be the first time that many of our listeners have heard the song, because we haven't yet played it. But can you tell us what the song is about and where the motivation came from?
Yeah, this song is really about love at first sight, that like summertime romance feeling, maybe even a summertime fling, when you have no idea what's going on, no fears, no worries about it being serious or whatnot, just really living in the moment without a care in the world. That sort of fun, magical, sweet, but pure excitement you get.
Why does that only happen in summer, Ming?
I don't know. You always watch those movies and you see them go on holiday, and there's always that like one moment where there's like love at first sight. Like,
no one falls in love on a snowfield, do they? Their lips are too cold.
Grumpy because of the cold. I wrote the song basically while I was at Glastonbury Music Festival as well, which did help. And it was summer. And it was just happening all around. It just made me feel so happy to watch so many people being happy. I just wanted this song to really be something that made people feel excited and happy as well when they listen to it.
You've now released your third album, Morphosis.
Mm-hmm, yeah, no problem.
What new and exciting things does this album bring to the table for you and for the fans?
Oh, Morphosis. I'm so excited about Morphosis. Basically, I penned this album completely myself, and it's just so where I am right now. I feel almost like I've come out of a cocoon. I think singing from a young age, you kind of get stuck with this image of being a young, cute girl, and it's really hard to break out of that once you've done it. And with this album, it's me just really being comfortable in my own skin. I think this album is more of my alter ego, my edgy side.
Ming, thank you so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio Australia. I really appreciate your time, and it's been great getting to know you.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing. Thank you so much.
Have a great 2014.
You too.
Hello, my name is Ethan, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yeah, 'cause baby, it's summertime, love, 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 love.
That's Ming Bridges with Summertime Love on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Coming up, we've got our exciting new segment, K-pop versus J-pop, and we've got two contestants waiting on the line, Cassie and Daphne. For now, we're going into a bit of Kiss and Cry, Domino Game, Asian Pop Radio. Pop Radio Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Across the network and the community network and such, here and there and everywhere.
We are
podcast,
famous.
This and that. Hey, look, that was, of course, Kiss and Cry, our new K-pop Domino Game. Hope you enjoyed that. We got some 365 coming up for you very, very soon. But for now, Kai, you know what it is. It's time for this.
K-pop versus J-pop.
Can I just say something really quickly? I think I really like this segment because I think it is extremely entertaining and educational at the same time.
Is it happening?
Very happening.
That's fantastic.
Very happening.
All right. On the line this week, representing K-pop, is this lady. Hello.
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 Hey. Who's on the line?
Hey, Cassie.
Cassie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Such energy, Cassie. How's your day going?
Quiet.
Yeah, quiet one.
Yeah.
We're bringing some noise into your life now.
Woohoo!
That's what we do.
Thank you.
All right, and on the on line two, representing J-pop, we have this person.
Daphne!
Whoa! I'm feeling it.
How exciting. The sisters are doing it for themselves, Kai.
That's right.
It's the girls are taking the seat today. How are you feeling, Daphne?
Nervous? Really?
Well, you know, we're here to make your stay a little bit more comfortable. And Cassie, are you feeling the heat?
The heat.
Cassie's feeling all right, I'm guessing.
Cassie's
quite cool. Chillaxed.
She's very cool.
Cassie's just hanging around.
She's very happy.
Ready for this thing to happen. Get it out of the way because we stalled them. All right. So, guys, you know the rules. It's K-pop versus J-pop. The first to get three questions right of about six questions. Mix of J-pop, mix of K-pop questions. Cass, you know your buzzer. Can you give it a whirl?
K-pop.
And Daphne, what's your buzzer?
J-pop.
Hurrah!
That's right.
The system works.
Say it with gusto.
All right. I do like the word gusto. It's very happening.
Stop repeating my catchphrase.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match for the heavyweight championship of the world. Let's get ready to rumble!
All right, guys, we're getting into question one now, thanks to our team member, Ty.
Thanks, Tyson.
So you know it's a J-pop one. All right, here we go.
Who sang the song Tsukema Tsukeru?
K-pop.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
That's very quick, Cassie.
Cassie jumps to the
that
lead.
That was very quick.
All right, we ready for question two, Kai? Do you want to give it to us? Here we go.
Question 2. What is the first hit single of the new Korean hip-hop boy band GOT7?
K-pop.
Whoa, that was really close. Which one?
It was really close.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe we should
close.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10 to decide.
Wait. Okay.
Let's let the youngest go first. So, who's the youngest out of the two? Is that rude to ask?
Who's the youngest out of the two?
I think I'm the oldest.
All right, so Daphne.
Okay, Daphne, you
all right,
go.
Sorry, Cass. All right, go for it, Daphne.
I answer, right?
Go for Daphne, yeah. You go for it.
Okay, then. Girls, girls, girls.
Oh!
Girls, girls, I love me. Hard jump with the gas to go.
It's 1-1.
1-1, but hold on.
Yeah?
Can Cassie answer? Wait, she knows. Okay, this is, yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay, we just give that one. Right. Cassie's a lady and a team member, so she's willing to pass that point on, aren't you, Cass?
That was really, that was very, like, right on time.
Cassie is such a gentleman. All right, let's go with it. All right, question two. Question three. Whose album released on the 22nd of January sold over 950,000 copies? Hints, they have the highest amount of members in the world.
K-pop.
Go for it, Cass.
Cassie.
AKB48.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh!
Snap.
Wow, you're talented, Cassie.
It's 2-1 in favor of Cassie at the moment. How are you feeling, Daphne? You're feeling a bit worried?
Yep.
She doesn't sound that worried. You're a liar, Daphne.
Next question.
All right.
So name one K-pop artist that was featured in the famous Korean drama Boys Over Flowers.
J-pop.
What's the answer, Daphne?
They were featured in the drama, right?
Yeah, that was featured.
One artist.
SHINee.
Yeah, okay, we'll give you that.
Daphne, can you sing the OST for it so we know what it is? How does it sound like?
I'm not a very good singer, so...
Yay, Daphne gets the point.
Okay, cool. Woo!
Question four?
Yeah.
Okay. Which two members are going to be releasing their first Japanese album on February 26th?
K-pop.
Yes.
Donghae and Onyo.
Yes!
Perfect pronunciation as well.
Wow. Kai, you keeping score?
Yes,
it's 2-2, right?
2-2, that's right.
So this is the decider.
Why are we always on like a tie?
I don't know, but this is a decider. Have you got a deciding question?
Okay, I do have
a deciding question. Alright, guys, are you ready for the decider?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So this is the last. I'm really nervous. This is the last question. Okay. Which record label represents 21?
K-pop.
Oh, yes, Cassie. I think you had it there.
K-pop.
YG.
Well done.
Oh,
we're so close this week.
Well, it's close every week.
Yeah.
It's very, yeah.
Cassie, congratulations. You're the winner today.
Thank you.
As we always say in Asian Pop Radio Australia, you have a friendship forever.
Yeah, yeah. And Daphne does too, because
she's a new
friend of
that's
ours.
Right,
and
that's right. We love friends. We don't reject friends. We shouldn't really.
Daphne, I hope you can come back and have another shot at it soon. And hopefully at that stage, we'll have a real prize for you.
Okay.
Like a hamper. Like an Asian Pop of Australia.
You know
what,
Daphne, you're a legend. Cassie, you're a legend. And who needs a prize, really?
Yes.
All right, yeah. They're like, no, send me a prize now. Guys, thank you so much for joining us for J-Pop versus K-Pop, K-Pop versus J-Pop. However you look at it, it was a competition.
Competition!
Yay.
Woo! Thanks, you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
365. We are AO Crew.
We are Bomineha.
Oh, we are Simu.
The country's largest community radio Asian pop music show.
We love you, Australia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello, Asian Pop Radio Australia.
We are 365
the band.
Well, hello, Jays. It is good to see you again. How are you doing?
3 years of 365. Happy birthday. It looks like 365 have been working very hard since we last spoke to you. Has your schedule been very busy?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jay. 2013 was a really great year to us. It was really awesome. And yes, we were busier and received more awards than 2012. We received the awards for the best group, the best music video for Get on the Floor in the ANV Pop 20 Awards. But I think that was the most important and successful product in 2013 for us was No Love, No Life. We got more support from our fans and even the support from other music lovers who were not our fans, but after listening to this song, they became our fans. So these were the greatest motivation for us to move on and work harder in the next year.
You're now a four-member group since Tronny's departure late last year. Has this changed the dynamic of the group?
Wow. Talking about this, I have to say, it was not easy. It was never. Because we had like 6 months of training and went through a lot of difficulties, struggles, tears, and happiness together. So there was a really strong and deep connection among us. And besides, we got used to perform with five. So it was hard for us to change everything so fast to perform with just four members. And I think it was not easy to our fans because they also got used to watching five guys dancing, singing together on stage. And it was really hard for them to accept it. So we had to try harder and try double to make it up to the empty space that Tronny left. But we decided to move on because we think we are responsible with our fans, with our family, with our company VAA, with Veronica, and especially with the name of 365 The Band that we have built up for more than 3 years. And luckily, we think that we made it and everything is back to normal after a hard time of struggling. And with our newest album, Follow Me, and the 3rd year anniversary live show for our fans in December, we proved that no matter what happened, 365 The Band will keep going strong with four members as long as we can.
We wonder if you are still good friends with Tronny, even though he's no longer a member of 365.
Of course we are. It's not that serious, Jay. It does not affect our relationship much. As I told you, we had like 6 months of training and went through a lot of things and special moments together. So we are like brothers, you know? And no matter what happens, we respect Tronny's decision. And as long as Tronny is happy with everything he is doing, we are so happy for him too. And always won the best for Tronny. Yeah.
It sounds like you've come back with a very strong and fun sound. We think 365 have finally found a follow-up to the rival the success of Get on the Floor. Are you happy with how Follow Me's turned out?
Well, thank you, Jay. Follow Me is the main song from our latest album, Follow Me. And when we talked to our music producers, Only C and John K, about finding the topic and the main feeling for this song, we decided to make it a really fun and happy song, because I can tell that our friends, they went through a really tough time and sad times when they knew about the news that Johnny left the group. So we needed a song that bring up the mood. And Follow Me was about telling them that just forget about all of the sad things that happened. Just follow us and we will take you guys to a place where there is just happiness, fun, and good things, you know, and just enjoy life. And I think that is the good feeling that is really suitable for our album. Yeah.
How long did it take to film the music video? It looks like it took quite a lot of time and effort. Lots of makeup too, right?
Well, we have to agree with that. Lots of makeup. The main idea of the music video is about we, 3-6 Spider Band, we were having fun of our friends in a tea party in Wonderland. Our creative director, she was inspired a lot by the story of Alice in Wonderland. So she decided to create a music video that is totally different, crazy and weird, you know, because the main feeling of this song is about having fun and don't worry about anything. So just have fun, you know, and do crazy stuff. So we put on a lot of makeup and Wonderland costume that have a lot of layers. And it took us a lot of time to change, you know, just changing. So it was really fun shooting this music video. And I think the costume, the makeup, and this concept are really effective in raising up the right spirits of this song. That was really great.
Isaac, can you share with us now the message behind your song Nightmare? What's it all about?
Talking about Nightmare, this is a favorite track in our latest album. And this is also the next song that we are going to officially release the music video in 2014. Nightmare is a really sad song. Is a sad love story about a guy who has to see the girl that he loves get married with another guy, and it becomes a really nightmare to him. It's really brokenhearted. Yeah.
What big things can we expect to see from 365 this year?
Well, there are a lot of big things that you guys are going to see from 365 The Band in 2014. As we told you guys, we are going to release our next music video called Nightmare. And there is one good news, and we are so excited. We are working with another agency to hold another mini concert for our fans in April 2014. And we cannot wait until that. About performing abroad out of Vietnam, we are still waiting for the chance to come, and we are trying our best to work harder and create the chance to go to you guys, you know, because as we always say, wherever there are the music lovers of 365, we will reach to you guys. So just wait there and just know that we are really grateful for your love. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys, and we look forward to having a chat to you next time, too.
Thank you, Jay, so much. We're looking forward to having another interview with you, okay? Happy Lunar New Year, and, well, thank you, Asian Pop Radio Australia, for giving us another chance to be on your show.
Thank you.
And all the best to you. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is June on Asian Pop Radio Australia, and here is our new song.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia this week with Jay John and
Kai.
Yes, Kai. That's pretty much the end of the show
that's
for another
right.
week.
Oh, that was quick. Every week it just goes so quick.
It's fast. It's like Kathy Friedman.
It's
on Red Bull. It's fast.
I love Kathy Freeman.
I love her.
She is iconic.
She's pretty awesome. Yeah. Nothing to do with Asian pop. Nothing. Like most things that come out of my mouth during this show. Nothing. Kai, you know, we've been finishing up the show each week with something we've learned and something to inspire.
Okay.
Shall we go with what we've learned?
Why am I nervous every time?
I don't know. To help us out, we've got our music director on the line, Jedi Scarf. Hey, Jedi.
Hey, yo. Hey,
it's Travis.
Yes.
I love you all.
I love you too.
Oh, God. Trav, do you want to kick it off? What have you learnt?
I've learnt this week that Haruka Shimazaki of AKB48 can get me 1,000 likes as soon as I start up a page.
Yes. That's good. Well done. Okay.
Well, that's very...
Kai, what have you learned?
Well, I have learned today, and I only just found
just
out today.
Yeah?
Every time when we record, when we come in for a studio session, I'm always distracted by Jason's T-shirts.
What, really?
He wears
Why are you
really,
looking at my T-shirt?
He wears really...
He has a very sexual T-shirt, this way.
It's very, like, it's distracting. It's, like, you know...
I agree.
My goodness, what's going on, Jason?
You guys just got to stop checking me out. No, I'm wearing a T-shirt. I'm wearing the T-shirt that Nadira gave us. You know, our friend Nadira in Malaysia. I'm wearing her T-shirt today. It's her album cover.
That just makes it even more sexy.
It is. This is a very good looking...
I know that shirt. I know what it looks like.
Yeah, well, now you don't need to fantasize. All right. I have learned that if I don't tell Jeanette to come in and do the show with us, she won't know that she needs to come in.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty simple, really, isn't it?
Hi, Jeanette.
Kai, do you have something to inspire us now?
Well, everything that we do in life, any great things that we do in life, we need to set ourselves milestones to get there.
Yep.
And I think it's fantastic because Asian Pop Radio Australia has been, on air for a year?
Yeah.
That's a huge milestone.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think so.
I think it's fantastic. So that's something inspirational that I want
Thanks,
to share
Kai.
With everyone.
Travis, do you have something to inspire us as well?
I'm inspired every week about the people, no matter first gen, second gen, third generation of this show, that put in every week to make this show happen. Because without them, we'd be nothing. Because me and you know that, Jay.
I know.
It'd just be a shambles.
Travis, you're right.
The crew makes us who we are. The crew makes us survive.
Yeah.
Basically, without them, we'd be nothing.
Very happy.
Basically, we should shower them with compliments every day. Thank you, everybody. Thanks
for listening, everyone.
Right across the Community
Arigato.
Radio Network.
This
is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Yes, yeah.
Asian Pop Radio Australia. Young one and gone. Check the outside. Yeah, you get none.
'Cause strong number one, baby, baby, I'm girl strong. Asian Pop Radio Australia. Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yes, last but not least, we are going to leave you with this week's mix from DJ Chunky P. He's put his own spin on Boa's Shout It Out. Here it is. Asian Pop Radio Australia. See you next week. Can you hear me, party people? Gonna feel it, not the other.
understand, baby.